Now, what do you call those trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrows.
Two of them, of course, would be.
Furrows.
Now, if you have a good yield of something, say a wheat, you might say we raised a big
crop.
Now, if you got rid of all the brush and trees in the land, you might say you did what to the land?
Cleaned it up. Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between clearing the land and cleaning the land? Is that
not about the same again.
What about grubbing? Do you know anything about calling grubbing the land?
I don't know much about that.
He does, too.
grubbing is grub the bush out of the leaf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's different from cleaning and clearing.
Cutting it all back.
Grubbing and digging them out of the leaf.
I see. Now, if you cut, say, clover or grass and it grows up again, you'd call that... You have anything to call that? Say, you cut clover or grass or something and it grew up again.
The second crop.
What do you call old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? What would you call a crop that hasn't been planted that year? Say you usually plant it, just this, the year you're talking about it wasn't planted, you might say that. A crop that hasn't been planted that year?
Oh, volunteer. Mm-hmm. Volunteer crop.
Volunteer. Mm-hmm. Now, wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
Now, the bundles are... Do you have any other name for bundles? Is there anything else that it was called or could be called? Bundle? Well, if you got bundles, you might pile them up into a
shop.
Mm-hmm. And about how many bundles would there be in a shop? Is that?
What?
How many bundles make a shop?
15. 12, 15, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's long, I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
Mm-hmm.
About a dozen, I'd say about a dozen.
Now, if you raise wheat, now you might say we raised 40. Well, about how much wheat did acre get, you say, in the average farm around here?
Say 20, 25 acres. I mean, bushes.
Now, what have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash.
And of course, if this is done, you might say the oats
were thrashed.
If you're comparing how tall you are with somebody else, and you're not the same height, you're smaller, you might say, I'm not as tall,
please.
And comparing how well you can do something, maybe, you might say, that gentleman can do it better than
I can.
Now, if the man had been running for 2 miles and then he had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is... He just couldn't go anymore. You'd say 2 miles is...
Too much?
Well, if he couldn't go anymore, you'd say 2 miles... And you're tired, you'd say 2 miles is...
Too far to run.
Well, suppose what I'm trying to get is something like you'd say 2 miles is you couldn't go any farther. You'd say 2 miles is 2 miles
the limit.